Well, coming off a bye week, we had an opportunity to get some guys back healthy this past week, and obviously continue to build on a lot of the things that we did well in the Texas A&M game, correct some of the mistakes that we had. And, you know, there's just a couple position groups that we needed healthy. Wide receiver group, we're back full capacity in it, so that's good to see. But overall, it gave us an opportunity to go back, focus on ourselves, focus on technique and fundamentals, things that you do in an open week to get ready for a Kentucky team that's going to be ready to go at their home stadium. So with that, I'll open up.
First, we have Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Yeah, hey, Ted, I wanted to follow up on your opening comment there. I look back at the player games that you've lost, particularly on offense, and you haven't been able to run the same group out there in a few games. I wonder how much that helped your continuity, what you want to get done offensively to be more productive if you get the whole group back out there.
Well, I think, Tom, first of all, it does provides great continuity across the board there when you're able to do that. You know, we've really had just one game where we've had our wide receiver core with Traylon and Trey and CJ with Nick, playing a complete game together. And it's only happened twice in the first five games. And so I think what that does, obviously, you know, gives us depth and gives us an opportunity to continue to build on what we saw in the Colorado State game and getting these guys the ball in space. So it's good. It's really good to get those guys back this week. It's been a great week of practice with them all.
And also, Arkansas has not played at Kentucky since 2008. And I know you've matched up personally with Mark Stoops, but the rarity of that game, I wonder if you could comment on if it's something you'd like to see more often where you cycle back around and play teams in the East a little bit more frequently.
Well, obviously you like to see opponents from that other side, but at the same sense, the way the scheduling works, I mean, it's the 2012 is the last time I believe Kentucky and Arkansas played, and it's the last that Kentucky since 2008, and so it's been quite some time. And you know, talking to Coach Lundy and some of these other guys about going up there and playing, I mean, you know, some of these guys don't recall doing that, and so. Again, it's up to the scheduling and how that unfolds, but I do think it's been quite a while, and you'd like to see a little bit more frequency in it.
That's Pete Rowland at 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach. Talking about those nose tackles from Kentucky that are about 360 pounds plus, how does an offensive line prepare for something like that?
Well, I think you better be ready to play with low pad level. All three of those guys are back, and you know, some of the guys behind them got quality playing time last year. So that's the strength defensively is those were three returning starters there. They're big, they're physical, they play with their hands, and do a great job of separating and coming off blocks. And so we just got to work pad level and understand that it's going to be a battle of the line of scrimmage as it is every week in this league.
And speaking of the offensive line, Colton Jackson was out of practice yesterday. Do you expect him to be back though?
We anticipate today. We'll look and see how it goes today at practice.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Next is Nate Allen. Nate Allen.
I was going to ask about Colton's also, Ty Clary and Jordan Jones. What's their status for the game?
Both Jordan and Colton will be a wait and see today. Ty Clary was back yesterday and will be in a normal colored jersey today. Full go.
Also, just offensively, what the kind of stress does this Kentucky create for you?
Well, I think we got to do a good job of getting hats on hats up front. As I mentioned in a previous question that was asked on how physical they are up front, we got to do a great job of engaging blocks, playing with great pad level, and letting our running backs find the hole. They got really good linebackers behind him. Cash Daniel, a guy that I've mentioned this week, is very, very aggressive all over the field, very instinctive. And so, again, we're going to have to break some tackles, run through some tackles, but you know, we got to do a great job of getting a hat on a hat, giving ourselves a chance.
Next spot, the Arkansas Democrat is at.
Hey, Chad, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing well.
I wanted to ask you a follow-up on Tyson Marshall. I asked you about him the other day, but I know you put several guys on scholarship in August, and obviously if you have a scholarship, you want to reward guys. But what was it about Tyson that made you decide to include him in that group?
Well, I think the way that his teammates respond to him, you know, the way he comes to work every day and puts his work in through the time that I've been here, just his continuity that he has with his teammates. I think that there's something special to be said about that. Obviously, he made some production for us last year and has really grown on that during the winter months and summer months. And what he's done for us this year, you know, especially in a room that has been depleted with injuries, we're very fortunate and glad we have him.
And, you know, I guess he came from Central Oklahoma first and left and decided he wanted to try to play for the Hogs. Do you remember the first time you noticed him in practice or a workout or something? Because he obviously wasn't a guy that was, you know, really on the radar.
You know, I'd have to go back, and it was probably our very first spring when I was trying to figure everybody out. And you know, I knew that he would flash at times, and you'd ask, who is that guy? So that's probably one of my first recollections of him. It's just kind of saying, ooh, okay, now who's that guy? And they would say, well, he's a walk on, and you say, okay, and you just keep challenging him to stay on track and do things the right way and stay focused. And, you know, great things happen when you do that, and that's what we did.
Thanks.
Huh?
I'm going to wrap you up today, Coach. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.